This is MSO News Sports, and our Thanksgiving high school football coverage continues with Lynn English High football coach Anthony LaFrada. Anthony, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Great to have you back with us. So you guys obviously taking on Classical on Thanksgiving morning at Manning Field in Lynn. And Anthony, how do you look at this year's matchup with the Rams?
I think like every year it's going to be a tough game. Classical is very well coached. Ton of respect for Coach Vaughn and success he's had in every program he's gone to. They got some tremendous athletes on both sides of the ball. Brian's son there, the quarterback, John Naske, has been one of the best players really in the state of Massachusetts this year. So we're definitely going to have our hands full. It's going to be a very physical game, and we're hopefully going to bring the best out of each other because that's normally what happens on Thanksgiving. But right. I expect kind of a classical Lynn English Thanksgiving Day game.
Yeah, there have been some great ones over the years. Now, that pass combination, if you will, if they are passing, the Brian Vaughn Jr. to Naske, they're as good as it gets in high school football, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%.
All right, so now the Bulldogs need to counter all that. And so tell us about your team and how it's evolved during the course of the 2023 season.
Yeah, so it's been a little bit of a disappointment. I think everyone from top to bottom would tell you that. We expected to have a few more wins under our belt at this point in the year. But, the one thing I think we can take away is that we continue to fight. We've gone down to the wire on multiple games trying to get game-winning drives. We've put ourselves in positions to win football games. A lot of the stuff that has led to our losses have been kind of, self-inflicted wounds that if we just could clean up, we probably would have a few more of those wins. Not to take anything away from the teams we played this year, but I think, I come into this week, our guys understand that if we play as mistake-free football as humanly possible, we can win this football game. But we can't shoot ourselves in the foot. We can't turn the ball over. We can't have penalties at the bad time. So, I think it's been a long learning curve for us. It seems like we're learning every week about what self-inflicted wounds will do to you in the hopes that hopefully we put it all together on Thanksgiving.
Well, I know that your team, I believe I have this right, and in watching you guys last year, this year, is that your line play is better this year overall than it was last year. I mean, you got some size there and so on. I think you've been a lot more competitive there on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. No, I mean, we've been able to run the ball really effectively all year. I think in most of the games we played, other than a handful, we've actually outgained our opponents. We just haven't been able to finish the drive, or we have penalties or a turnover. So, our offensive line has been very good this year. I think both running the football and pass protection, they've been much better. Defensive line has had its moments. I think there's room for improvement on our D-line this year. But, when they're locked in, I think we have a really good football team, but we just haven't been able to put it together for four quarters.
Anthony, can you drop a few names of some of the players and maybe how they have evolved or improved or, grown during the course of this season for you this year?
Yeah, I mean, we've had some great football players, this season. I know in the past I mentioned, Jordan Hernandez and Zamari and Mallory Moore Cruz have just been tremendous all year long for us. But, over the course of the year, a kid I've really seen evolve is Alex Munoz, our senior captain. Outside linebacker and running back. I think at first he wanted to be kind of a little bit more shiftier in the backfield, but he's as the year's gone along, he's kind of accepted that physical role, that one cut, get downhill type of guy, pick up four, pick up five, and realizing there's nothing wrong with that. So him running the football, he's progressed really, really nicely for us. I also want to shout out to Orlando Quintanas, who is our starting right guard. He started about, I think, game four this year, and had to plug him in because of injury, and he just took that position and didn't give it up, and again continued to get better every week, especially in his pass protection. He was always a good run blocker, but he really shut up his pass protection. So those are just a couple guys. If I had to give you one more, I would say on the same side of same position group on our offensive line, our left tackle Jacob, transferred over this year, and was kind of in and out of rotation, but has secured this spot at the left tackle.
Coach, I watched the weather just a few minutes ago. Here we are speaking on Monday, and Thanksgiving weather looks pretty nice, mid-40s, not too bad, or something like that, I believe I saw. So
yeah.
We've had worse, that's for sure.
Yeah. The cold games from a few years ago, you know, if it was a little rain, I don't know if that would be necessarily a bad thing, because, you know, like you said earlier in the interview here, you know, Brian Tanasky is a deadly combination, so a little rain wouldn't be a bad thing for us, but, you know, rain or shine, we know they're going to bring their best game. Yeah, they're going to be well coached, and they're going to make some plays. We just got to be able to respond and do the best we can at slowing them down.
Yeah, with those guys, you need some rain, some wind. You know, you need a lot of weather.
It's true. I mean, we watch them on film. I truly don't think they've gotten the credit they deserve of how good of a combination they've been. And you know, Nasky's just been tremendous for them. You know, catching the tunnels, even the short passes, and taking it to the house. But it's a team. You know, you see them. They do a great job getting down and blocking their offensive line. Their skill guys. You know, Brian puts it right on the money for him. So it's a very good attack that they have, and they run their offense very, very well. So it's a huge challenge for us.
All right. Well, I'll be for the holiday for you, Anthony. I'll be hoping for some bad weather, but other than that,
appreciate it.
But whatever. But anyways, Anthony, thanks so much for your time. Always enjoy talking with you, and congrats. I hope you guys have a nice holiday. You, your family, and obviously the coaches and the players' families as well at Lynn English High. So thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Bill. Hope you have a great holiday also. Thank you so much.
Anthony LaFrada, football coach at Lynn English High School, here on MSONewsports.com.